Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Chivapura, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando and the surrounding areas. So glad to be with you again this morning. Glad for life, health, and strength this morning. We thank God for you, and you. Want to send you holy greetings and prayers and manifold blessings upon you this day. And may the Lord bless you real good today, because we love you. And we trust that you are praying for us also. We need your prayers at this time. And thank you for it. We thank you for listening, being there. Now, while I'm talking, you can call us at 347-857-3925. Give us a call, you know, let us know. Give us a prayer request. What do you want us to pray for? You want to pray, give us a praise report or whatever, you know, you may wish to convey to us. We would love that today. We thank God for it, okay? Amen. Now, don't get it. If you don't hear your name, you didn't give it to us, all right? We're waiting to hear from you. Give us a call. Now, call your friends and whoever else there is concerned about. Call them. Let them know that we're on the air and to listen. We have this great woman of God that will be on here in just a bit, just as soon as they finish with the prayer and everything. And we want you to hear what thus says the Lord. And those that asked me about it before, from different places, you know, I trust that you're here today. Let us know that you're there listening to a wonderful woman of God. All right, here is Sister Diane.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. We say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord Father, a day that wasn't promised to us, Lord Father. So we thank you, Lord Father, for this gift, Lord Father, and we would know not to take it for granted, Lord. Now, Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness in those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord Father, and what they're in need of, Lord. Father, as we touch and agree with them, Lord Father, those that ask for prayer for themselves or for their loved ones, Lord. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Shania right now, Lord Father. Father, we ask you to touch her body right now from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet right now, Lord Father. And Father, we ask that you dry up that pneumonia right now in the name of Jesus. Cast it out, Lord Father. Touch her body, Lord Father. Touch right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, shield and protect her, Lord Father, as she's in the hospital, Lord Father. Father, Cover her right now under the blood in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Michelle, Lord Father. Father, she's asking for prayer, Lord Father, to touch, Lord Father, her back, Lord Father, and the pains, Lord Father, that she's getting in her abdominal, the abdominal pains that she's getting right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, touch right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We speak healing, Lord Father. Father, as she goes to the doctor, Lord Father, give her peace right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you say healing is the children's bread, Lord Father. And we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for healing taking place, Lord Father. And all those right now on this prayer list, Lord Father, that needs the healing in their bodies right now. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we hold before you LaToy, Lord Father. You know what she's in need of, Lord Father. And we're thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Lillian, Lord Father, asking you to touch her, Lord Father, as she continue her recovery, Lord Father. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for healing taking place in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Williams' daughter, Lord Father. Touch her right now, Lord Father. We speak healing also to her body in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, your people need your healing, Lord. They need healing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you as we touch and agree, Lord Father, with the prayers, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for your will being done in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, touch Pastor Williams, Lord Father, that's in need of a kidney, Lord Father. Father, I know, Lord Father, that you can do it for her, Lord Father. Father, make a way, Lord Father, as she continue, Lord Father, to give your word to the people right now, Lord Father. Father, strengthen her right now in Jesus' name, Lord Father. Mercy right now, Lord. Father, we hold before you Miss Lynn, Lord Father, asking you to intervene in her situation, Lord Father. Father, knowing nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father. Father, intervene, Lord Father. Make a way out of no way for her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we ask, Lord Father, that you touch our listeners, Lord Father. You know what they're in need of at this time, Lord Father. We thank you for those, Lord Father, that needs a job, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for the perfect work with perfect pay right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thanking you right now for homes, Lord Father. And Father, we thank you for every bill being paid in full and every debt being canceled right now in the name of Jesus. Most of all, Lord, we pray, Lord Father, for those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father, that they repent right now. Turn from their wicked ways, Lord, knowing that you're a merciful, loving, and a God of many chances, Lord Father. Father, that all they have to do is repent and accept you as their Lord and Savior. Father, knowing in this day, in this time, Lord Father, the safest place right now is to be in you, Lord, and not in the world, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for this broadcast, Lord Father. We thank you how we continue to touch many nations, Lord Father. And Father, as they continue to touch the nations, Lord Father, Father, let it spread like wildfire right now, Lord Father, in the hearts of people, Lord Father. And Father, as they continue to hear your word, Lord Father, Father, that they give their life to you right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask that you decrease the speaker, Elder Yvonne Addison, right now, Lord Father, is you increasing her, Lord. And Father, she let go and let God have her his perfect way right now in the name of Jesus in her. Father, we thank you for using her right now, Lord. Father, I hold before you my apostle, my bishop, my pastor, Sharon and George, Lord. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over them. Father, keeping them, Lord, Father, covered, Lord, Father, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord, Father, as we continue to speak healing to their bodies right now, Lord, Father, and, Father, strength right now, Lord, Father, as they continue, Lord, Father, to bring forth the word, Lord, Father. We thank you and we take them not for granted, Lord, Father. Father, we take your word not for granted, Lord. So, Holy Spirit, show up and show out. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We're thanking you for healing and deliverance on this broadcast right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. We do thank the Lord for the prayer. And if you didn't hear your name, whatever your request is, give us a call at 347-857-3925 so that we can make sure that we get you in. And we want to thank the Lord for Sister Diane, pray and praise the Lord. Amen. And that prayer today. And we just want to make sure that we have everybody in, you know. And God don't mean God don't know who you are, but we like to do our part and call your name, okay? If you like us to, and whatever condition you're in. All right, let me give you a short word here before we start here today. And it says, listening can be a courteous or a curse, a service or a sham, a ministry or mockery. Now, boy, I could preach a message on that. My God, listening can be a courtesy or a curse, a service or a sham, a ministry or a mockery. Just listening. So that means, how are you listening? How are you listening today? How are you listening? And how are you going to be listening? Okay? Ah, that gives you something to think about. You never thought about anything like that, did you? About your listening. You think it ain't had nothing to do with anything else, right? Oh, but it did. Well, we thank God for Sister Diane. We thank God for Bishop Porter. And most of all, we thank God for you, you, and you today. We want you to know we appreciate you and all those that haven't forgotten us, those that send donations and all. We thank God for you, and we want to hear how God has blessed you when you sent that donation. We want to know how God bless you, you know. All right. Praise God. Well, today we have this young lady here with us. Praise God. Up and coming woman of God, you know, going forth. God is moving mightily in her life, and we thank God for it. We thank God for knowing her. Praise God. And we trust that you are, because some people had asked, wanted to know who she was, you know, and some pastor had asked, you know, about her. Praise God. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. Amen. And just because she's on here, Blog Talk, isn't that wonderful? Amen. This pastor wanted to know. Well, anyway, praise God. We're not going to hold line any longer. We're going to let her come to you in her own way, the way God has given her and everything. And, you know, people are saying that the church needs what she's talking about. And I agree with them. It does need to know these that she's talking about life in general, okay, life in general and all. And we thank God for it. Amen, amen. So without any further ado, is none other than Elder Yvonne Addison.
Good morning. Good morning, City of Victory. Good morning, Apostle Gloria and Bishop Porter and Sister Diane. Thank you, everyone who's listening on this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm just grateful to the Lord for this opportunity to just come before you and just speak what thus says the Lord. I just pray that what is said on today will be a blessing to you, that will encourage us, that will strengthen us. As we're talking about faith today, faith, and you know, when many times that our faith may be tested in so many ways, but God, we just can say, but God, amen, hallelujah, that we know that through Jesus Christ, we've already won the victory. But sometimes our faith can be tested. Our faith can be tested. And some of us listening today, some of you listening today, your faith may have been tested lately. But how did you respond? How did you respond to that faith, to the situation? How did you respond to what was going on around you? Did you respond in faith and believing and trusting God and his promises? Did you respond according to your feelings, your emotions? Did you respond according to what you think, what your intellect was telling you, how you should respond? And so sometimes we just respond in ways that, don't please the Lord. And those responses really don't get the results that we want. So, but it's by faith and trusting in God and trusting in his promises and standing on his promises, that will encourage us and keep us grounded and rooted, that we're not all over the place. And I think that's what we're seeing a lot of times now, that, people are being tested in their faith walk, and then they're finding themselves, just all over the place, just scattered all over the place, because they're not rooted and standing firm on the promises of God. And the truth is that Jesus has already won the victory for us. And so I just want to just talk to you today and hopefully, prayerfully, that we'll be encouraged on today, that no matter what the situation is, no matter what is going on around us, that we can have faith in God. We have faith in knowing that he is the great I am. Have faith in knowing that he is the God who sees and the God who hears, the God who is there. That is so awesome. Oh, my God, I thank you, Lord, that he is there. He is there in those situations. Now, sometimes it may feel like God is so far away from you, and you're just wondering, so God, where are you? God, where are you? Where are you? I need you. But he said he would never leave us nor forsake us. And that's the thing, that he is there with us. He's walking with us. He is there with us, but we have to look to the hills from where our help comes from. We have to look to God, look to him. That's where our help is coming from. And so a lot of times we'll want to focus on the problem. We turn our focus and our shift to what the problem is, and focusing on the problem, not focusing on the faith that we have, the faith in God, the faith in he said that he would be the lifter of our heads, that he would be a shield about us. And so as we're talking about faith today and really trusting God, trusting in the power of his might, trusting in him, as he said, that he would never leave us nor forsake us. His word is nigh us. His word should be in our hearts. Amen. That word that will keep us, that word that will protect us, that word that will give us wisdom and understanding. Oh, my, that is, what we need in the times of trials and tribulations, and then we just need to know that God is with us. He's Emmanuel. God is, he's the great I am. He's our defender. He is the Lord of hosts, that he will dispatch his angels to watch over us, you know, fighting for us, warring for us. And so we can be confident in knowing that, that God is with us. He's with us every day. He didn't say he would be with us in this situation and not be with us in this other situation. You know, he doesn't pick and choose with that, but he said that he would be, he would never leave us nor forsake us. So our, so just thinking about, you know, how has your faith been tested lately? If we think about that, we've observed with many situations occurring lately around us that our faith has really been challenged. And as we're coming out of the pandemic situation, we're coming out of that, and truly, though, that year and a half, our faith was challenged in so many ways. The fiery darts of the enemy have been sent to challenge our faith, to chip away at the very foundation of our faith. And I just want you to think about that for a moment. Thank you, Jesus. Think about that for a moment. If you have the fiery darts of the enemy, you have the things coming against you, you have, you know, those daily life challenges, and some may be more, more disturbing or more challenging than others, but to challenge our faith, to chip away at the very foundation of our faith, and that's what the enemy would want to do. He would want to use our life situations, those things that we're going, the trials and tribulations, you know, whatever it may be relationship issues. It may be, on your jobs, there may be conflict on your jobs, conflict within your marriages, you know, illnesses, children, our children, you know, being, acting up, and all kinds of things, you know, financial burdens. So all of those, so the enemy will use that to chip away at the very foundation of our faith. And if he can do that, if he can start to chip away at that, then you'll find your faith level, you know, your faith level not operating in your faith, not holding on to your faith, but the very foundation of your faith begins, you know, becomes shaky. And once the foundation of our faith becomes shaky, then we're looking to other things, you know, of this world, you know, to hold on to trust in. The things of this world that we put our confidence in the things of the world system, you know, in people that don't have our well-being at heart, but putting our faith in those, because our foundation of our faith has been shaken because of life situations and things that's going on around us. And, you know, not having the belief, having doubt. Yes, once the foundation of our faith is shaken, then doubt begins to set in. You know, we're doubting God's word, you know, even doubting our salvation. For those of us who are believers, that our salvation begins to, we begin to doubt our foundation. Even we, you know, are we, you know, am I saved? You know, when, what's going on? But we know that we can have, trust. We have our trust in God. We know that through Jesus Christ, that we have faith. We can be secure in that, in knowing that Jesus has won the battle for us. So when a house or building's foundation shows signs of cracks due to weather, due to age, due to poor construction, the inside of the building show warning signs that there's a problem. Doors jam or don't close properly. Windows don't shut or open as easily as there may be cracks in the walls. So the enemy seeks to shake our foundation of faith, but releasing those fiery darts. So Ephesians chapter 6 provokes us to put on the whole armor of God. Why? Why do we need to do that? So that we can be prepared for spiritual forces that oppose us as God's people. So we need to be prepared. Amen. We need to be prepared each day with the armor of God, putting on the whole armor of God every day and trusting in that God's protection. So Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13, Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor, so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. So God is, he's made a way. You know, he makes a way of escape. You know, whatever situation we in, he makes a way of escape. And his way of escape is through his word. His way of escape is through the blood of Jesus. His way of escape is his armor. His way of escape is our faith, you know, trusting in him. So he's made a way of escape. So we don't have to feel like we're bound in that situation, that there's no hope. We don't have to feel like, okay, I don't know how I'm going to come out of this. I don't know how I'm going to make it, but I have hope. I have hope in knowing that through Jesus Christ, I will come out of this situation standing firm. Standing firm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we're standing firm in who Jesus Christ is, standing firm in who God is. Amen. Hallelujah. And so 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 9 reads, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair." And verse 9 reads, "Persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. To God be the glory." I need to read that into your hearing this morning for someone who feels like they are not going to make it. Again, I'll read it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 9. "We are hard-pressed on every side." So no matter what it is, so things are coming against you. You feel like there is no way out. You don't have you don't know how to come out of the situation. You feel hopeless. You feel discouraged, despondent, just on the verge of just giving up. But we may be hard-pressed on every side. Those life situations may be coming against us and pressing up against us, pressing against our thought patterns, pressing against our emotions. You know, but we are pressed on every side, but we are not crushed. So those things will not crush you. You will not be defeated in your circumstance. You will not be defeated in your situation. To God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. We're perplexed, but not in despair. You may not understand a particular thing. You may not know how to problem solve that situation. You may it may be confusing. You know, your marriage may be on on the rocks, and you just don't know. You're perplexed. What happened? You know, what you've been in that marriage for so many years, and now things are falling apart in that marriage. You don't feel the love there anymore. You don't. It feels like there's no unity in your marriage anymore. So you're perplexed about it. But you don't be in despair. You don't have to be in despair about it. But again, God has made a way of escape. Amen. We don't have to be perplexed about situations that's going on around. We look in the world today, and we're just, you know, trying to understand how some people can be so hard on to oppress people, can have a lack of empathy, not understanding, not having respect for people, not showing love to people. And it's perplexing. But we don't have to be in despair. We're persecuted, but not abandoned. You know, you may have somebody have talked about you. Somebody have, talked about you and have, just said things about you, and you thought you could trust the person. They betrayed your trust. You feel persecuted. But the thing about it is, yes, you may feel lonely. You may feel hurt. You may feel oppressed about it, offended. Somebody has offended you. But remember, you're not abandoned, because God is the God who sees, the God who hears, the God who is there. And he said he would not leave you. His love is there with you. So you're not abandoned, even though you may have been persecuted by your family members, by a close friend. by someone from your past, you're still holding on to that unforgiveness. But God is saying today, let go of the unforgiveness. Forgive as he's forgiven us. So you are not abandoned in your situation. If someone out there today is listening and you feel persecuted and you have isolated yourself, you have withdrawn, you have stopped going out, you have stopped being with your friends, you have, you're not attending, if your church is back in session, that you're not doing that anymore, or, you know, whatever it is that you have stopped doing because you feel abandoned. You are not abandoned. I want to encourage you today to know that God is with you. He loves you. His love for you cannot be separated from you. Nothing can separate God's love from you. So I want you to know that you are not abandoned. There are those out there who will be with you. Sometimes we just have to look to see, you know, we have to see who our inner circle friends are, or loved ones, or that support system. You know, take a moment to see who is your support system. Sometimes we're focusing on the problem so much. We're focusing on what has happened to us. We're focusing on, you know, the hurt, the offense, and we're forgetting who our inner circle is, who that support system is. So if you are that person, take a moment just to sit down and write out your support system. And I ask, this is a little exercise, and if you want to do this, I'm going to share this with you. Just take a piece of paper and draw three circles within each other. And in the inner circle, that's where you're going to put the names of the people who you can count on, the names of the people that you can contact, the names of the people you know that be your confidant, the names of the people who you can trust. Those who are closest to you, that's your inner circle. Then the next circle, put those who may not be as close to those in the inner circle, but you can still you can still reach out to them. You know that. So put those names in the next circle. And then the outer circle are those who you know that you don't contact that often, but you know that if you contact them, if you need them, you can reach out to them. Okay, so you have those three circles. So those are the people. Sometimes we forget who our support system is because of the pressure, because of the intensity of what we're going through at the moment. So if you're that person and you need to know, you need to have those names. You know, you don't wait until the crisis or the situation, but you already know, okay, I can call this person. I can call, you know, so I can call sister so-and-so over here, or I can call, you know, brother so-and-so over here, or, you know, I can call this person or that person. These are the people that I can really trust. These are my confidants. These are the people that will pray with me. When I say ask them to pray with me, they will really pray with me. Okay, sometimes we can ask people, you know, well, I want to pray, you know, pray with me. We'll tell people, you know, pray with me. And then that person may forget. They may walk on, you know, then, you know, forget all about praying because they said they will. Not intentionally, they didn't intentionally not pray for you, but it was just things happen and we get busy and so you forget. But knowing that this person will truly, truly intercede, be, you know, praying on your behalf. So look at this, those who are your support systems, what support system you have in place. I told you that God will give us a way of escape. He gives us wisdom. We can ask for wisdom and ask for it liberally. We can ask God for wisdom and he'll give it to us. So, you know, he wants us to have that wisdom. Praise the Lord. So therefore, as we're putting on the whole armor of God, that we'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil, then after the battle, you will be standing firm. So the armor includes the belt, the breastplate, the shoes, the shield, the helmet, and sword, which represents truth We all need to walk in truth, understand truth. You know, truth is the word of God. Truth is, what is the truth? You know, there's so many things that, so many people now who are teaching a half-truth, but it represents, it resembles the gospel in so many ways, but they leave out certain things, okay, that makes what they're saying not the truth. So the truth represents the truth. Excuse me. Righteousness, the gospel, faith, salvation, and the word of God. So these are the resources that protect us from the works of the enemy. See, I told you that God, he has a way. He has a way. He has not left us. He provides everything that we need. He sent the Holy Spirit to guide us and to lead us and enable us, to empower us. So the resources that protect us from the works of the enemy. Christ has already won the victory for us through the work of the cross. We are to stand firm, maintaining what Christ has already won for us. Listen, a lot of us are fighting for victory. That's why we're worn out. That's why we are tired. That's why our faith, our foundation, our faith is shaky, because we are fighting for the victory. When the victory has already been won, put down those weapons. Put it down when you're trying to fight on your own strength. Put it down, because Jesus has already won the victory for us. It's already been won. We don't have to fight for it. We don't have to fight for victory, but we fight with victory. Amen. We fight with victory. Hallelujah, to God be the glory. We fight with victory in knowing that we can go into the battle strong and mighty. Hallelujah, knowing that Jesus is already, we've already won the victory, but we just be obedient. We listen to what God is saying to us about our situations. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He already knows. He's the author and finisher of our faith. So he will direct us. He will direct our path. He will show us. Our steps are ordered by him. Praise God. So we already have won the victory. We have the victory. Now we just fight with victory. Praise God. We fight with, it's like, you know, soldiers, you know, trying to get their armor, their uniforms, their weapons, and whatever they need, you know, for their protection as they go into war. It's like they're trying to fight for that, for their weapons and for their protection. And when it's already been issued to them, those things have been, they don't have to fight for that. It's already given to them. So it's the same thing with us. We don't have to fight for victory. We already have the victory, but we're fighting with victory. So I just want to encourage someone today to know that fight with victory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. So Father, I just thank you. Hallelujah, for the victory. Amen. So each part of the soldier's armor represents an action or attitude needed for the believer to stand in spiritual warfare. So we're fighting, when we are in spiritual warfare, we have our faith in believing and trusting in what God has already provided for us. He's already provided the word. We have the word. We have the work of the cross, Jesus Christ. You know, we have whatever we need, we already have to stand in the spiritual warfare. You know, there is, when I just thought about that, I had a visual of, there is these, I guess, some type of game or things where you can go and you can stand in, especially I think in the science museum, where they have this apparatus where you can stand in this this contraption. I don't know what it's called, but anyway, you stand in it, and the wind blows, and so it's like you're in a, you know, and you feel the effects of what a tornado would feel like. You know, you stand in that, and so it's just like that with us. Sometimes we're in that place. We're in the storms of life. You know, it's like the wind, the storms of life just want to, you know, just knock us down. And just, you know, in that moment. But The word tells us that we're to stand. We stand with the armor of God because we have the whole armor of God on. So we stand. We stand in the midst of that. Stand in what is going on. Hallelujah. So in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 9, reads, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." So he seeks, he's like a roaring lion, as a roaring lion, it reads, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. But I tell you, God looks for those he can show himself strong to. He looks for those he can show himself strong to, those whose hearts are loyal to him. So our hearts need to be loyal to him, because the enemy, the adversary, the devil, he's walking about seeking whom he may devour. But we need to be in the presence of the Lord, trusting in God. He said, seeking whom he may devour. He's not going to devour us because we're putting our trust and our hope in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have an attitude of belief. We have an attitude of victory. Sometimes we got to put ourselves in that position. Some of us need to reposition ourselves to have the attitude of belief, have the attitude of victory. An attitude of faith. You know, it's about our attitude, you know, that we are more than conquerors. Not just conquerors, but we are more than conquerors. We're overcomers. You know, that's what the word says about, that's who we are. We are overcomers. So if we are overcomers, it's because of our relationship with God. Is our relationship that we have with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's our relationship that makes us overcomers. So we're already an overcomer. You're already an overcomer in your situation. You're already an overcomer in what is going on in your life. It may not feel like it. It may be very uncomfortable. It may be painful, but we are overcomers because that's who God says we are. We're overcomers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So be sober, be vigilant. What does that mean? You know, watching, praying. What are you absorbing? What are you allowing into your ear gates and your eye gates? You know, things that are, you know, negativity around you. You know, are you absorbing that? Are you participating in the negativity? Again, that will shake your faith foundation. You know, watch what people are you surrounding yourself with? You know, people who don't have, they don't look, they're not looking to the future. They don't understand purpose. Because they have no relationship with Jesus. So their focus and their purpose are on things that don't align with who God says we are. So watch who you're hanging around with, you know, who you're entertaining, the things that you're entertaining. What are you watching on TV? You know, what kind of music you're listening to? You know, what are you, some of the things, if you're on Facebook, social media, some of you just may need to turn that off. Just distance yourself from it for a while. Turn it off because there's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of untruth, too, that flows through the social media. And then we see people, we start comparing ourselves because we see people prospering. We see people doing all these great and mighty things, right? But you don't know what they had to go through to get to that point. You don't know what they're going through. They're only showing you the best part of it. So you don't know what a person has gone through. It's like the tip of an iceberg. You look at a picture of an iceberg, the picture of an iceberg. You only see the very tip of it, but you don't know how deep, deep, deep the bottom of the rest of that iceberg goes into the ocean, the depth of it. So it's like what we're seeing, what people are posting on social media, we're only seeing the very tip of that. And so we can't start, and then people start comparing themselves to, you know, well, I should be doing this, or I wish I could do that the way they're doing this, or, you know, just start comparing, and then next thing you know, depression is setting in. You know, oppression is setting in because you open that door for the enemy to come in. Do not compare yourself to anyone else. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, and your soul should know right well. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You have gifts. You have talents. You have a purpose here on this earth. You are created for something special. Greater is he that's in within you than he that is in the world. So you have greatness within you. So we don't stop comparing ourselves to what other people are doing or how someone is doing something else. God will bless you with ideas. He will bless you with a way to do something. He will give you strategies and plans. He will make what you do 10 times greater. Hallelujah. And you're wondering, how am I going to do this? I don't have the resources, or I'm not smart enough, or I can't, you know, whatever. But because of my past, I can't move forward. Because of my past, you know, people are not going to believe in me or trust in me. You put it in the hands of God. Put it in his hand and watch God work. Watch his word work for you. Start standing on the promises of God, what God is saying about you, about your situation, and spending time with the Lord, spending time with him. So be vigilant. So we want to be vigilant. So we must be ready for times of special times when those things, when the enemy comes in, like a flood, when those things that come in, that, you know, life, like I said, things happen in our lives, and it comes in. We must be armed and ready to stand against those things, because the enemy will try to come in and bring division, distrust, discouragement, despondency, hopelessness, fear. You know, all those things. So we have to be ready. Close the door to the enemy when those things try to rise up within us and bring distractions. When God is trying to, you know, wanting us to move forward, he has great plans for us, and he does. But when those things try to rise up against us, we need to be ready with the full armor of God, with our shield of faith. We should be suited up daily, putting on the full armor of God. But isn't God amazing that he created something that we should be protected fully? Hallelujah. We are protected fully. We go out, we have on the full armor of God. So he has already devised a way for us to be protected when we go out. So sometimes we forget to be suited up. We forget to put on the full armor of God. We forget that God has already made a way. Amen. Praise God. So we forget to pray. We forget to spend time with the Lord. We forget to seek his face. You know, seek the face, seek God's face. Be a God seeker every day. We forget to thank him. We forget to praise him. We forget to honor him with our lives. We forget to do those things, and so we because other things get in the way, and that's why we have to be diligent, as the word says, be vigilant, be sober in that. to withstand these, we must be armed against them before they come. So we must know, you know, that the things that come up against us, those things that the enemy will try to shoot, that, you know, his fiery darts and bring, you know, if you ever awaken sometimes in the mornings and you're feeling a certain way and you don't know why, you know, you wake up maybe feeling irritable. Maybe you might wake up feeling lonely or sad. You might wake up feeling angry, and you don't even know why. You know, why are you feeling this way? You know, you're trying to figure out what is going on. But what did you allow into your spirit, man? What did you listen to? You know, what did you agree with? A lot of us are agreeing with the enemy, and we need to fall out of agreement with the enemy and fall in agreement with God and who God says we are and what his word says about us. So fall out of agreement with the enemy. The enemy is telling some of you that you're not going to make it. The enemy is telling you that you you won't ever have enough. Or the enemy might be telling you that, you know, that you are, that you're not going to get that new job, or because you're not smart enough, or, you know, whatever the enemy may be speaking to you, you know, fall out of agreement with those lies of the enemy. Fall out of agreement and fall in agreement with God, who God says you are. Oh my, you are the apple of his eye. You are precious to him. So therefore, we should be suited up daily, putting on the full armor of God. We can't wait to put on the armor when there's conflict facing us. You know, sometimes we want to, you know, things happen. Then we want to go into prayer. We want to call our prayer partners. We want to, that's the time, you know, we want to just reach out to the Lord. But we need to be ready, you know, as they say, prayed up. Put on the full armor of God. Know what the truth is. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. You know, put on the belt of truth. Charge your feet with the gospel of peace. You know, so be ready. Be ready. A soldier does not wait until the battle begins to get his weapons ready. He's prepared. And so how do we get prepared? There are subtle attacks of temptation that are sent to destroy your character and your witness for Christ. What do we do? We stay in the presence of the Lord. This is our preparation, staying in the presence of the Lord. And I know things go, you know, we get distracted. We have to watch out for the distractions. We have to watch out for the distractions because distractions can come in many ways. You know, it can come through your family members, you know, children, people on your job, you know, your ministry, distract you. Somebody, how can you be distracted in ministry? Yes, you can get distracted in ministry by doing, you know, doing works, but you know, not being really in the presence of the Lord. So we can get distracted. You know, maybe illness is distracting you, or, you know, financial situation may be a distraction. Things that's going on in this earth, in this nation, can be a distraction. We become so absorbed in the things, the situations that's going on in the land, that we become distracted. We forget who we belong to. We forget who God is. You know, we're so absorbed with what's going on and those things that then it's causes, you know, opens. We have to guard our hearts and our minds, right? And so when we are so absorbed with what's going on in the world, what's going on in this nation, we can start feeling angry. We can start, you know, our love walk begins to wane. It becomes cold. You know, so all those things. So we have to be careful of the distractions. We have to be careful of what we are hearing and what we are seeing and what we are taking in, what we are allowing to enter into our hearts, into our spirit, man. So we need to be careful about that. But we need to put on the, we can't wait to put on the armor when the conflict is facing us. Get prepared. Be in the presence of the Lord. This is our preparation. If we are being doers of the word and not hearers only, we have a greater chance of being armed when the enemy attacks. So we have to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Let the word work for you. Do the word. What is God saying about your situation? It's in the word. It's in his word. You know, trusting in God's wisdom and his mercy and, oh my goodness, and his grace. He gives us grace, amen, for our situation to enable us to make it through. He's merciful toward us. We make mistakes, but to God be the glory. Thank God for his mercy. Amen. So being doers of the word and not hearers only, this will help us to be armed when the enemy attacks, when things happen. We can be ready. We can be prepared. Amen. When he says that the enemy walks around as a roaring lion, walketh about as a roaring lion. Weaknesses, desires are known, and if he has an open door, he knows what our weaknesses are, what our desires are. That's why I said we have to protect our hearts and protect our minds. But they're known. And if he has an open door, he will come in. Close the door to the enemy. Where you're fearing faith, where you are experiencing fear, close the door to fear. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. Close the door to the fear. You're feeling rejected because you've been rejected in the past. You've been rejected by, it could be a friend, it could be family members. You were rejected by your mother in the past. You were rejected by your father in the past. Close the door to that rejection. Do not allow the enemy to come in and cause you not to be able to receive love and to love again. Close the door to that rejection. I'm telling you, there are men and women of God who minister, and they minister, excuse me, they're ministering through hurt. They're ministering through rejection. It comes out in their messages. Close the door to that rejection. Ask God to heal you. You know, ask God to heal you of the pain and the hurt, the offense that you experience through that rejection. Otherwise, the enemy is going to continue to use that. You will not be able to have healthy relationships because that spirit is going to continue to rise up. But close the door to rejection on today. God has not rejected you. Close the door on the rejection. So whatever the weakness is, the addictions, you know, addictions, close the door to those addictions, whatever that addiction may be. Close the door to it. Make a determination on today that you will not allow that addiction to overtake you, that you will not allow that addiction to control you. You have a way of escape through Jesus Christ, who took it all on the cross for us. All of our weaknesses, all of our desires, God knows about them. Allow the Holy Spirit to heal you on today. But it takes a determination. You got to say no to the enemy, no to that addiction. It may require you going and getting help, asking for help, separating yourselves from toxic relationships, separating yourself from those relationships that you know that when you are wanting to be healed and to delivered and set free from that addiction, and you're still hanging around the people that temptation, you have to make the determination to say no and trust God in the power of his might, not your own strength, not your own strength, because it's not your own strength, but it's through the power of God, through the power of God that will set you free, the power of God, the blood of Jesus that was shed for us, the blood of Jesus that set us free. Trusting in that. We get armed with the word of God. With the word of God, we build ourselves up in our most holy faith. Getting in the word of God, the word sets us free. We build ourselves up in our most holy faith when we are in the word, when we're reading the word, when we're studying the word, when we're trusting in God's word. And then our worship. Worship. Worship the Lord. See, worship is just not on Sunday mornings when we go to our places of worship. You know, in our faith communities, we go and we worship. It's a 24/7 worship experience with the Lord. Worshiping the Lord. We worship God as the Almighty, all-knowing God. He knows everything about us, every situation, everything that we're going to go through. He's the author and finisher of our faith. So trusting him, God Almighty, hallelujah, all-knowing God. Worship positions us to stay on course. You know how we get off course? We can get off course sometimes. We get off track. We can get off. God wants us to, you know, we get off. God has, like I said, he orders our steps. Our steps are ordered by him. But we have a free will. He's given us a free will. And we get distracted. We get sidetracked. You know, other things are pulling us, you know, the temptations, pulling us. And then we get off track. But worship positions us to stay on course. Stay on course today. Worship God for who he is, God Almighty. We worship him because we love him. We adore him. We worship him because he is faithful. He's a faithful God. He's a loving God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering God. He hears, he sees, he's there with you in your situation, but we have to acknowledge who he is. We worship him, acknowledging him as the God Almighty, as the I Am. God Almighty, hallelujah, our defender who fight our battles for us. He has not lost, to God be the glory, he has not lost a battle. He has not lost a battle. Hear that in your hearing today. God has not lost a battle. That's him. He's our defender. He's our judge. He's our whatever we are, whatever we need. That's who God is to us. That's who he is. When we are worshiping and we find out who he is, we experience who he is. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We cannot make it without God in our lives. We cannot. We need him. So we worship him. It helps us to stay focused. Worship helps us to stay focused on the things pertaining to godliness, on who God is. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 29, to give to the Lord the glory due to his name. Give God the glory. Give to the Lord the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come before him or worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. We give God the glory. We don't glory in ourselves. We don't glory in our own strength. We don't glory in our own intellect. We don't glory in that, but we give God the glory who created us, who gave us, who created us and molded us. We are his handiwork. We are God's handiwork. We are his handiwork. So worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Thank you, Lord. And then to be armed with this armor, we must get it from God. It's not something that we are creating. It's not something that we are fashioning for ourselves. But it must come from God. It's the armor that comes from God. I hope this is blessing somebody this morning because it is blessing me. Hallelujah. Look at the soldier in the heavy army that he has to go into battle with and the help that was needed to get the armor on. Our armor is a gift from God. It is up to us to dress ourselves, not in our own strength, but in the dependence and the power of God. Psalms 144, verses 1 through 2. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My God, that is so awesome. Where is our strength coming from? Our Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And the Lord, my strength. What does he say? What the word says is teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. That means that we're going to fight, that we're going to know how God is, he's teaching us through his word how to war, teaching us through his word how to do spiritual warfare, teaching us through his word. So it's not about, you know, that we are going beat up somebody, you know, and I know that sometimes you may feel like doing that, but no, that's not what the word is saying to us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, my goodness, my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust. When we're talking about the whole armor of God, praise the Lord. He's our goodness. He's our fortress. He's our high tower. He's our deliverer. He's our shield. And we believe that. And we put our trust in him and knowing that's who he is. That's who he is to us. And he subdueth my people under me. We rely on for strength and power to subdue our enemies, who gives us strategies. We rely on God for our strength and the power of his might to subdue our enemies. He gives us strategies and the ability to fight with wisdom and efficiency. So if you're having conflict on your job, if you're having conflict in your relationships, in your marriage, you're having conflict in whatever relationship it may be, God will give us the ability, he gives us strategies, right, how to fight with wisdom and then how to do it effectively. That's good news, hallelujah, that wisdom comes from God. It's pure. It's entreatable. So to fight with wisdom and efficiency, God is full of power, and he becomes the power of those who fully trust in him. So God is full of power. And what he does, he becomes the power of those who fully trust in him, fully trust in him. So as we put it, we're talking about the shield of faith, putting on the full armor of God and how to stand in the midst of what is going on around us. And then stand more securely. Stand more securely. Stand on the principles and the truths and the truths that God has given us. Stand on the truths and the principles that have served us in past things that we've gone through. You realize that you can't, God brought you out of it. Stand on that. Look at that. What principles, what truths did you stand on? What did you believe in? How did God, you know, God brought you out, and he'll do it again. God will do it again. He'll bring you out. David would not wear Saul's armor because he said, I have not proved it. And the Christian who has come victoriously through one struggle should be ready to say, you should be ready to say, I have proved it. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. So when the enemy comes in like a flood, with God raises up his standard, you can say victoriously, I have proved it. God, do it again. So we have the word of the Lord, which is tried. We get trusted. And not only, but generations have tested it and has stood the test. Therefore, it is not for us to hesitate as to the worth of our weapons or to doubt that they are more than sufficient for every conflict. Listen to me. Every conflict which we may be called upon to wage. So we're waging war. Amen. But our weapons, we're not to hesitate as to the worth of our weapons or doubt that they are more than sufficient for every conflict we may be called upon to wage. And what did I say? It is trusting in God, fully trusting in him, fully trusting in his wisdom and his and efficiency of what God is telling us to do. Jesus has conquered every enemy that will be in our path. He's already conquered every enemy that will be in our path. So you can look at the enemy in the face and laugh because Jesus has already conquered that enemy. Hear what the Lord is saying. Jesus, in the world you have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. This is what Jesus is saying. He has overcome the world. Be of good cheer in your tribulations. And I know that someone may be saying it's hard to do that because the pain is too intense. The hurt is overwhelming. I just can't see my way through that right now. Continue to trust God. He's already overcome the hurt. He's already overcome the pain. He's already overcome that place of hopelessness where you don't see your way out of a situation. He has already overcome it. Let him take the wheel. Let him be the wheel. Let Jesus take the wheel. Hallelujah. And you stop driving it. And let Jesus take the wheel. Amen. Trying to come out of that situation. Be of good cheer. In Ephesians 6 and 16 says that, praise the Lord, I'm going to finish up in a minute. Praise the Lord. It says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all of the fiery darts of the wicked. That's the King James Version. And then the Christian Standard Bible reads, in every situation, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. So what is this? What's the word telling us? It says, above all, taking the shield of faith. There's some action required. Faith without works is dead. So we got to take up that shield. Take up the shield of faith. And the flaming arrows, those are the demonic attacks, the temptations, and the rage. So in anger, you know, there's a lot of angry people out there today. But in your anger, do not sin. Deal with it quickly so the enemy will not have a chance to make things worse. If you find yourself being angry a lot, you know, you're in that place, you just, everything just, you know, you react in anger, you respond in anger. But in your anger, do not sin. Deal with it quickly so the enemy will not have a chance to make those things work. Those are the flaming arrows. During that time, pick up your shield of faith. Take your shield of faith so that you can extinguish those things, the flaming arrows. So when we're talking about with the power of God, you know, we have the power of God within us, the Holy Spirit within us. So when the power of God flows in me and through me, that is my faith. When it flows through you and in you and through you, that is your faith. So when your faith grasps God, who is faith, that is your shield. Okay? That's your shield. Praise God. So that is your shield. The shield was a large, we were talking about the shield. The shield was a large oblong shield, like a door made of wood and covered with hides. That's what the shield looked like for during the biblical times. And the fiery darts that Paul spoke of were types of weapons used during that time. So the Roman shield made of wooden planks and covered with leather would be soaked in water so as to extinguish the flame-tipped arrows. So I just want to use the word of God, the word of God, to quench the fiery darts of the enemy. And then we have the double defense, the breastplate of righteousness and the shield of faith. Satan realizes that if he can get our minds and emotions that will affect our worship and our obedience to God, that's why he always works to implant wrong teachings and lies into our minds through books, music, TV, and conversations. Minds affect our walk, how we live. But he also wants to get our emotions. So many Christians are emotionally all over the place, and part of that is a result of spiritual warfare. So Satan stirs up people to criticize and condemn. He stirs up little romances with people to distract us from focusing on God. He works to make believers worry and fret about the future so that they lose their joy. The enemy is cunning and keen. Therefore, we must guard our hearts above all else. So my faith will quench, your faith will quench, if nothing else will, these sudden impulses of fiery desires, because my faith brings me into the conscious presence of God and of the unseen realities where he dwells. Amen. So we want to pick up our shield of faith, use our shield of faith. We must keep our faith and trust in the object of our faith. We must not venture out beyond the shield where we are wounded. We venture out by not praying, worshiping, trusting, and understanding that we are the righteousness of God. So dependence on God will keep behind the shield. Stay behind the shield. Worship, trust, understand that we are the righteousness of God. Psalms 5 and 12 says, "For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous." He said he will bless the righteous, and we are made righteous. We are the righteous of God. With favor, you will surround him as with a shield. Hallelujah. So I just want to encourage you today. Think about that. With favor, hallelujah, you will surround him as with a shield. God's favor is surrounding you today. You have the favor of God surrounding you. Hallelujah. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me. In Psalms 3 and 3, my glory and the lifter of my head. So whatever you may find yourself, whatever situation, whatever you're going through today, know that you are surrounded by God. You are surrounded by his favor. He has a shield about you. He will lift your head out of the darkest place. He will lift your head up. Hallelujah. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. Father, we just thank you and we praise you for your word on today. We thank you, O Lord God, that you are God Almighty. We thank you, Lord, for giving us a way of escape through all of our situations. So, Father, I pray, Lord, for that we will have the faith to trust you, to believe you, O God. Hallelujah, Lord, that we will not step outside, Lord, of your will. But, God, we will put our dependence on you, God, that we will stay behind the shield, O Lord. God, we thank you and we praise you, Father, for not leaving us nor forsaking us. We thank you, Father, as we pick up the shield of faith, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. We just thank you this morning, God, that we will quench every fiery dart of the enemy. So, Father, we just thank you this morning, God. We will walk bold. We will walk courageous. We will be of good cheer because you tell us, Lord God, that you have overcome the enemy. So we are to be of good cheer. Help us to fight, Lord God, with victory and from victory, O Lord God. Hallelujah. With victory, O Lord God. We just thank you and we praise you because you have already made us victorious. So we bless you, we honor you, and we give you all glory, honor, and praise on today, God, as we put on the full armor of God. Help us, Lord, not to be distracted. Help us to recognize those distractions, oh God. Help us, oh Lord Jesus, to know, Lord, when we are going off the path that you have already created for us, oh Lord. And God, we just trust you that you will bring us back into that place, oh God. Lord, we pray that we will worship you, God, that we will, Lord, we'll make a determination to worship you and to praise you, to pray, to stay in your presence, oh Lord. We just bless you and we give you all glory, honor, and praise for who you are in our lives. So we give you all glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God, amen, for that rhema word coming from Elder Atherton. Amen. And we thank God talking about the shield of faith. Praise God. And I want to say, and somebody need to put their war clothes on. Praise the Lord. I often tell City of Victory, as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. I don't think nobody walk out their door naked. Man, you dress up. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Man, so it's war time. Man, we are living in dangerous time. And if we ever need to put on the shield of faith, it's time now. Man, you know, it's even impossible to please God without faith. And as she was ministering, Elder Atherton, I was looking here at Romans 5. He said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You see where your peace is? And this is what she's trying to tell us. Man, when you are in Jesus Christ, praise God. Amen. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Man, amen. He will dress you up from the crown of your head to the very soles of your feet. And verse 2 says, and by whom also we have access, by faith, there it is again, unto this grace wherein we stand, see, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God in his presence. See, so that shield of faith is powerful. Man, he said, in other words, no weapon that formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against it. Amen. Our Lord said he would set a standard up against it. So this is what it's all about today. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God again for that rhema word, shield of faith. Thank God for the messenger today. Amen. Service in the hand of Sister Dyke.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That was truly an awesome word from Elder Atherton today. You know, faith. Do we have faith in this time? Do we have faith in what it is that we're going through? And we just thank God for the weapons that he gives us to fight, knowing a fight is not in the natural, but it's a spiritual fight. The war clothes, the weapons that you would use in the natural, you cannot use them in the spiritual. So we just thank God for each and every word that comes forth that continue to teach us how to fight and how to deal in spiritual warfare today. We just thank you, we glorify and magnify you. So tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to Blog Talk Radio. And that call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So be blessed today and share it with a friend. Don't forget, share the word. Study the word and believe in the word today. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, cause I'll supply all your needs.
As
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening. I stop looking at that thing,
when I let go,
I let go,
when I let
God,
let him have. There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way. Oftentimes I struggle, struggle from day to day. I have to realize it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying
how the story is,
I can let go,
I let go,
and I can let God,
let
him have his way there,
that's when he starts.
My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.